USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is assuring Americans that testing for the coronavirus is expanding and will not cost anything to the American people.
Today, President Trump assembled the top health insurance executives in America. And as we announced earlier today, all of our major health insurance companies have now joined with Medicare and Medicaid and agreed to waive all co-pays, cover the cost of all treatment for those who contract the coronavirus. They've committed to no surprise billing.
As voters head to the polls in Michigan on Tuesday, former Vice President Joe Biden was confronted by a Detroit auto worker at a Fiat Chrysler plant, saying the Democratic presidential candidate wants to undo the Second Amendment. Biden said that's not the case and cursed at the man. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Another bank is in hot water for opening accounts and customers' names. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Federal regulators accusing Fifth Third Bank of opening fake accounts without customers' knowledge. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing the Cincinnati-based bank of opening those fake accounts between 2008 and 2016, which is when Wells Fargo admitted its employees had opened fake accounts to meet aggressive sales goals. The Bureau says some of the fake Fifth Third accounts were funded, meaning bank employees moved money from customers' existing accounts to the new ones without their consent.
Former President Barack Obama is singing the praises of Obamacare and the voters who protected it in 2018. He released a video on Tuesday talking about the benefits of the Affordable Care Act as it nears its 10-year anniversary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more on the coronavirus, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Vice President Mike Pence leading the Corona Task Force. He updates us on the latest efforts to keep people healthy in our country.
Pharmaceutical companies are already working literally around the clock on the development of therapeutics that will be medicines that can bring relief to people that contract the coronavirus. And I know how pleased the president was to learn that the commercial labs in this country, led by companies like LabCorp and Quest, have already brought a test forward and are taking that to market effective today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Thank you, Robin. With six senators in self-quarantine after coming in contact with a person who has the coronavirus at CPAC, what is being done on Capitol Hill to keep the other members of Congress safe? Republican Congressman from Texas, Mike McCall, tells Fox News they need to stay open for business, but also be very cautious.
Well, I think we're taking certain measures, preventative measures. I don't think shutting down the Capitol or the Congress would be the right message to the country or the world. I think that would, you always find in a time of crisis that cooler heads prevail, and I don't think it's time to panic and shut down the Congress. That would send a terrible message, not only to the American people, but I think to the markets where we want more certainty in the markets. That's what they're looking for right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.